Hello and welcome back to the Transforming Minds podcast with Babajide Johnson. Today we're diving into part four of our five-part series on navigating change. If you've been with us through the journey so far, you know we've explored the necessity of change, the strategies to embrace it, and how to create lasting transformation. But here's the thing, change, as important as it is, rarely comes without its challenges. And that's what we're unpacking today. Those barriers that often trip us up. Fear, procrastination, self-doubt. They're not just abstract ideas, they're real hurdles. Many of us, myself included, have faced in different seasons of life. Think about it. Have you ever hesitated to take a step forward? Not because you didn't want, but because it felt overwhelming. Maybe it was a fear of what's next, or maybe things felt so comfortable as they were that moving forward didn't seem worth the effort. These moments, these barriers, aren't just frustrations. They're opportunities. Opportunities to learn, to adapt, to grow, but only if we know how to approach them with clarity and action. So today, let's take a step back and dig into the reasons why we get stuck. What is it about fear, or doubt, or even the comfort of the status quo that keeps us from the progress we're capable of making? Let's start with one of the most instinctive barriers, fear of the unknown. It's something we've all faced, isn't it? That sense of dread when we're stepping into uncharted territory. Think about times you've considered something like switching careers or moving to a completely new city. You probably felt a mix of excitement but also nervousness. And it's that nervousness, that uncertainty, that often holds us back. We imagine what could go wrong instead of what could go right. Now, the human brain craves familiarity. It prefers predictability because that feels safe. But true growth, true transformation, it doesn't happen in the safety of the familiar. It happens when we step beyond those boundaries. The key is reframing how we view uncertainty. Instead of seeing it as a void full of risks, what if we saw it as an open canvas, a space to explore and create something new? That shift in perspective can be powerful. And here's a practical way to begin. Break down the unknown into smaller pieces. I always encourage people to take big looming challenges and divide them into little manageable steps. Say you're considering a career change. Don't think about the entire leap at once. Start with research. Maybe talk to someone already in the field. Taking those smaller steps won't just make the process less overwhelming, but it'll also build your confidence along the way. Another strategy that I've seen work wonders is visualization. If you find yourself paralyzed by uncertainty, try this. Close your eyes and imagine the benefits that change can bring. Picture yourself thriving in that new job or settling into that new city. Focus on that end goal instead of the hazy unknown in between. It's not foolproof, but shifting your focus from fear to possibility often makes all the difference. You see, embracing uncertainty is more than just an attitude. It's a skill to practice. It's about acknowledging the risks, yes, but also recognizing those risks as necessary steps towards something better. And let's be clear. Uncertainty isn't easy. It'll challenge you, but it's part of the journey, part of the transformation. Now, let's talk about procrastination. It's that little voice that says, not now, maybe later. We've all heard it, haven't we? You've got a task before you, and instead of diving in, you find yourself scrolling on your phone or rearranging the cups on your kitchen shelf. Why does this happen? Well, often is because our brain perceives the task as overwhelming, whether it's big or small. It's easier in the moment to delay than to confront that initial discomfort. Here's the thing. Procrastination isn't just laziness. More often than not, it's about avoidance. Avoiding the fear of failure, avoiding complex decisions, or even avoiding the effort it takes to shift routines. But this avoidance doesn't solve anything. It just compounds the stress because the task is still there, waiting, That's why starting small is so powerful. One of my favorite strategies is the 2-minute rule. It's simple. Commit to a task for just 2 minutes. Whether it's writing a single email or sorting through one document, those 2 minutes often build the momentum you need to keep going. But it's not just procrastination that holds us back. There's also the comfort of the status quo. Life, as it is, might feel predictable, even if it's not ideal. And that predictability, it can feel like stability. Why shake things up when what you've got is working, sort of? Change, after all, can be uncomfortable. It can seem risky. But here's what we often forget. Staying in one place has its own risks too, like stagnation, missed opportunities, and even regret. To break free from that comfort, it's helpful to think about the costs of staying the same. Have you ever paused to ask yourself, what am I giving up by not changing? Maybe it's career growth, maybe it's health, or maybe it's that sense of fulfillment you've been chasing. Recognizing those costs might just tip the scale enough to push you forward. And when the idea of change feels like too much, remember this: small gradual shifts are better than no movement at all. Real transformation rarely happens overnight. In fact, the most lasting changes often come from those steady, deliberate steps. So instead of fixing everything all at once, focus on chipping away at just one part of the problem. Consistency, even in small doses, leads to results. So whether it's procrastination or the pull of the status quo, the key is to recognize these patterns for what they are: resistance. And like all resistance, they can be overcome with the right mindset. And let's address a barrier that is as internal as it gets: negative self-talk. Those little whispers of doubt that creep in, telling us we can't, we're not enough, or that the effort won't matter. You know the ones, they show up uninvited, and before you know it, they've built a wall between you and your goals. These thoughts have an undeniable way of eroding confidence and stalling progress. But here's the truth: they don't have to define us. Challenging these thoughts starts with awareness. When you catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, or what if I fail, hit pause. Ask yourself, is this really true, or is it just fear talking? Often you'll realize it's fear and not fact. Replace those doubts with affirmations like, I've faced challenges before and I can face this too. It may feel strange at first, but words shape mindsets. And over time, positive words build stronger foundations. Another antidote to self-doubt is to focus on past successes. Take a moment to reflect. When was the last time you overcame something that once felt impossible? Remembering these victories isn't just about nostalgia. It's a reminder that you're more capable than you give yourself credit for. Those successes are proof that transformation is within reach, even when the path forward feels unclear. Then there's fear of failure, a barrier that keeps so many of us in our comfort zones. The irony is, failure is something we all face. It's not just inevitable, it's necessary. Necessary for growth, for learning, for figuring out what works and what doesn't. But here's the catch: we need to reframe it. Instead of seeing failure as the end of the road, think of it as a stepping stone, a way to gather information, to recalibrate, and to keep progressing with a clearer sense of direction. One helpful strategy is to practice taking calculated risks. Instead of taking an all-or-nothing approach, start small, experiment, test the waters. You don't have to get everything perfect the first time. That's not how growth works. Growth is messy, and that's okay. It's the willingness to try, to learn, and to try again that sets successful transformations apart from stalled ones. And finally, don't forget the power of support systems. We don't have to go through change alone, even though it often feels that way. Trusted friends, mentors, or even professional coaches can provide perspective when your own feels cloudy. They hold you accountable, they cheer you on, and sometimes they act as a mirror, reflecting back the strengths you can't see in yourself. Having a community, big or small, makes a difference. It's one of the most underrated but vital tools for tackling both self-doubt and the fear of failure. At the end of the day, these barriers, whether it's that inner critic whispering doubt or the fear of falling short, are not permanent. They're challenges, yes, but not roadblocks that can't be moved. It's about mindset. It's about reframing failure, embracing imperfection, and having the courage to push forward, even when it's hard. And on that note, we'll wrap up today's discussion. Thank you for joining me as we explore these crucial barriers and strategies to overcome them. Remember, transformation is a journey, one that requires patience, persistence, and a whole lot of grace for yourself and for the process. Until next time, stay focused, stay encouraged, and keep moving forward. You're capable of remarkable things. Take care.